a bottle of Merlot in the other. We're not drinking Merlot. He's hanging out in Napa, so I can't wait to get a recap from him in a couple of weeks. He is not going to be on the Sunday Buzz this week. There is no Sunday Buzz because Bill Vickery's having a Friday Buzz as we speak. But he will be back in a couple of weeks. This weekend we have U.S. Open coverage on the Buzz, so if you are interested in that, we also have NBA Finals Game 5 Sunday night, not Saturday night. It's Sunday night. Isn't that right, Matty T? Everybody knows that. You would think every single person on the planet, including the guy that does our sports updates, knows that. But I guess when your head's on the golf course, Nate, when you're doing your sports updates, yeah. That, geez, you know, you sometimes say Saturday, but it happens. It is 11:40. We welcome Kim Arnold and Jason Miller into the studio. The event this weekend at Dickie Stevens Park, in addition to baseball, is Strikeout Stigma. Welcome. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Well, thanks.
Okay, so we were just talking in the break, and basically if we had bottled that up and put it on the air, it would have been a great segment. So talk to me about the goal this weekend. Talk to me about exactly what's going on, and it's all going on Saturday, tomorrow, at the Travs game, right?
At the game, mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Right, and the Bridgeway's partnering with Arkansas Travelers to sponsor this for NAMI. It's a way to bring awareness to NAMI and what they do for the state with the folks in the state of Arkansas to bring awareness to mental illness.
And for those who aren't familiar, NAMI is?
The National Alliance for Mental Illness.
Okay.
National, is that right?
See, we have, yes.
So
we obviously.
He's doing well.
We clearly have an awareness issue because we need to know those things.
That's right. That's right. Sorry about that. Using
no, that's
acronyms,
good.
But. So we're partnering with them to bring this to the Travelers game that night, and not just an effort to bring awareness around, but also to maybe raise some funds for NAMI for what they do. They're a very grassroots organization. Kim can speak more about that. But that's the idea. And Bridgeway's been around 30 years, so we've been a partner with NAMI ever since we've been here, and since 1983. So the idea is to get people out to know a little more about NAMI and to help advocate for them and give some money maybe a little bit in the process.
Well, here in the Zone, we talk about things that aren't always the most pleasant, but certainly things that need to be heard. And mental illness is certainly one of those things that a lot of people aren't comfortable getting into. But the bottom line is we know it exists. It's got to be addressed. And all too often we see connected with, you know, things happening in our society that are not positive, and certainly addressing them and doing something about it when you know there's an issue there is something we'd all like to see happen on a more regular basis.
Well, absolutely. One of the things you always hear about are the bad things, and you always hear things associated with the stigma, the crazed individual who does very tragic things. And the problem is that if we had treatment, or if we made mental illness as aware and common as we make awareness of stigma with or having breast cancer. We didn't talk about that. Mm-hmm. Heart disease, diabetes. We would have a cure and we would be farther along. And with 1 in 5 experiencing a mental illness or will experience a mental illness in their lifetime, everybody knows somebody with a mental illness, or everybody's had a family member that maybe they didn't talk about, or maybe acted a little strange, maybe was never diagnosed with a mental illness, and it's not something to be ashamed of. You need to get help.
So talk to me about what exactly is going to be going on tomorrow. There will be some resources in place, I assume, at Dickie Stevens Park for folks to seek out more information, plus somebody, and I can't decide if this is drawing the short straw or if this is an opportunity, is going to be throwing out the first pitch. I've been watching, they've been showing first pitches from over the years, and I'm thinking, yeah, that'd be really cool, but it's one of those things where I'm afraid that you ask for it and you're excited about it, and then you get out there and you're like, uh-oh, what did I get myself into here?
Right. So, yeah, there will be lots of events. We're going to have booths set up for NAMI, Bridgeway both, be able to stop by, learn about mental illness, learn about ways to get treatment, learn about what NAMI's doing, make pledges, but there also will be a first pitch, and I'll let Kim speak about that.
Well, we actually have Dr. Rick Owen, who is a former board member of ours, and who did have to ask how far from the pitcher's mound to home base. So he has that little detail now. And he actually is a wonderful advocate for us. And so he has a team, a NAMI Walk team, raises lots of funds for us. And so when I asked, he said, yeah, let's go for it. So we're excited. We didn't have to do any bending of arms or anything like that. So we'll see if he ends up on any kind of a top 10 list, good or bad.
Yeah, well, let's hope he doesn't bend his arm either. But apparently he's practicing. So if he's asking
we'll
for distances,
see.
I'm assuming he's warming up. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I would be, yeah.
So what about through the year? What are the best resources here in Arkansas for folks who want to know more about it, if maybe they think it's something for them or if it's for a family member or a friend? What are the best places to get the resources they need?
Well, NAMI is a support, education, and advocacy organization, and we provide those information materials to persons who have a mental illness, they can call our office at 1-800-844-0381. And we have a website at namiarkansas.org. And we have support groups across the state. We run a helpline in our state office, and we are happy to talk to somebody, whether it's the first time they've had an experience with a mental illness, whether they're a family member, or if they are a friend just worried about someone.
Kim Arnold, Jason Miller joining us on the studio. Nate Olson also here. Strikeout Stigma tomorrow at the Travs game in Dickey Stevens Park. Maybe quick advice on this. How you approach someone that you think may be in need, because it's one of those things that people are not going to be so welcoming. They're like, oh yeah, I'm sure I have a mental illness. Let's go address it. So how do you go to somebody you think may be in need of some help? What's your suggestion on approaching somebody in that position?
I would approach it like I would if you couldn't see things and you were bumping into it. Maybe you need to get your eyes checked.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need a checkup. Let's go see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We go get a health checkup. Why not get a mental health checkup? That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Of course, it depends on whether or not you are having a more significant episode. Things change a little bit. But most importantly is I'm worried about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see you get some help. And we believe in help and recovery. We know recovery is possible. We know treatment works. But you have to get it.
Yeah.
And so we just want people to do that.
I know you recently had a walk, too. Do you all do other events through the year to try to raise awareness and get people thinking about this?
We will have Mental Illness Awareness Week, which is October 6th through 12th, and we will have a week-long set of events, so more news to come.
Okay, very good. Strikeout Stigma, get out there and support the Travs, and then find out more about a great effort as well at the same time. So this is all going on tomorrow. And I know a lot of folks are going to be out at Dickey Stevens, so enjoy that, and good luck with it. Thanks for coming in and raising awareness today about raising awareness tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us, Jess.
You bet. 11:46, back in a moment. We got to say goodbye to Nate Olson.
Yeah, thanks for the time. Anytime you need me, just call me. I'll come out of the bullpen, dugout, whatever. Yeah.
Parting is such sweet sorrow,
yes.
Nate.
All right.